As Angelenos wade through their losses from the historic fires in the LA area, parents and kids are having a hard time finding some sense of normalcy. Between many schools that are still closed and businesses trying to reopen, communities here are trying to find moments of togetherness, respite, and some joy. Moments that include a singing and dancing puppet named Yellow Cat. NPR's Janaki Mehta has this story.
Dozens of kids are sitting on a carpeted floor drizzled with popcorn at Vidyat's, a historic community theater in Northeast LA. The children and their families are wrapped as Yellow Cat sways, twirls, and prances in the confident hands of puppeteer Diego Montoya.
The show was planned just as a way to give families an opportunity to do something that's fun and silly and get away from the chaos of the world right now.
Montoya normally works down the road at Bob Baker Marionette Theater, which joined forces with Vidyat's for this free event, and says it's no accident that Yellow Cat is dancing to Barbara Streisand's Don't Rain on My Parade.
Don't Rain on My Parade. I'm gonna have fun no matter what. I'm going to do what brings me joy.
We've got puppet show in the big house, movies in the little house. We've got pajamas we're giving out. We've got coloring books and... we're just doing anything we can to give people a little bit of a break.
Maggie McKay is the executive director of Vidyat's and says many people in the surrounding community who've come in have lost their homes. Several kids here have also lost schools to the fires that are still burning across LA.
So it's been a really stressful and emotional week.
The Eaton Fire on the east side of LA consumed parts of the school Tanya Verifield's son went to. So this is a welcome distraction for her three-year-old Leo.
I think this is the only 2 hours I haven't been constantly checking my phone and trying to get updates. And I feel just some relief at watching my son giggle and watch, you know, these amazing puppets and this magic show and just feeling really, really fortunate.
Another mom, Kate Maller, has two young kids. Both their schools also suffered severe damage, and she says she's been single parenting for days now.
It's been so beautiful to see other moms here and to see our classmates and be able to hug.
Also getting lots of unsolicited hugs from tiny people in the lobby is a 6-foot-tall giraffe named Jeffrey. Real name, Nathan Hernandez.
I live all the way in Riverside, but I just wanted to come out of my way to hopefully make parents and kids happy with this outfit here.
There were lots of happy parents and kids, even among those for whom normal life is pretty far away right now. And as the puppet show wrapped up, I caught up with 5-year-old Iris Wong to get her review.
How do I explain this?
What was your favorite puppet today?
The Yellow Cat. Yeah, it's like a big special finale.
Janaki Mehta, NPR News, Los Angeles.